Hello, Bev speaking.
This is,
hello,
is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Cut this. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Thank you for getting connected with eBay Customer Support. This is Alex Wilson. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What's all this about?
This is a verification call for you. Yesterday we received an unauthorized charge of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. So have you authorized any transaction like that from your end?
No. What was it for?
We received the charge request from an overseas billing address for purchasing.
From an overseas address? Yeah, no, definitely not.
Okay. So what we guys
are going to...
Yes, we're going to help you to cancel that charge immediately because we don't want any unauthorized charge happens to your account. All right. So for the cancellation, have you got any smart device with you, like any computer, laptop, or a smartphone so that we can help you, ma'am?
Oh, I've got a computer, but I don't understand this. This is, shall we say, an overseas transfer?
Someone is trying to do some overseas transaction, okay? And our server put it on hold for a security verification so that we can help you out to stop this unwanted transactions trying to be done. So is it possible for you, ma'am, to be in front of your computer and make it on? So that I can help you?
Well, what have I got to get log on to? I'm not real computer literate, so I'm a bit lost, but anyway, I'll have a go.
Okay, do you have a smartphone? Do you use a smartphone, ma'am?
No.
Okay, just go ahead and switch on your computer then. I'm on the line with you. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to help you. Yeah. Take your time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now I've got to get on here. Okay, so where have I got to... Gosh.
Once you get your screen, ma'am, please tell me, okay?
Okay, I'm up on my computer, yeah.
Okay.
So what have I got to get into?
Okay, now which Google browser do you have? Do you have Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, Firefox? Which one you have? Please tell me.
I've got a Firefox.
Okay, open up a fresh page of Firefox.
Yeah, okay, so
yeah.
A new tab,
yes.
And it's got Google there as well, so
okay.
Whatever.
Now, there's a white search bar where you can type something. Look at the top, there's a white search bar where you can type. Do you see that?
Search with Google or enter address,
yes. Yes, yes. Type over there, all in lowercase, type www.
This isn't a hoax too, is it? You know,
sorry,
this is what's concerning me. You're not a hoax too.
No, we are not from any XYZ company and this is a recorded line, ma'am. So during this call, we are not going to ask you any of your details, okay? We will provide the cancellation. Once the cancellation is done, we will remove all the charges for you, okay?
So what am I going to do? www?
Yes. Type that www, then put a dot.
Yeah.
Then type A as in alpha, letter A.
An A?
It's A for alpha.
Yeah.
N for November.
Yeah.
Y for yellow.
Yeah.
D for doctor.
D? Yeah.
E for echo.
Yeah.
S for sugar.
Yeah.
K for killer.
K.
It's after the letter S, type letter K. K as in kilo. K.
D-E-S-K.
Yeah, it's D-E-S-K. K for kilo,
yeah.
K as in kingdom, K.
Yep.
Then put a dot.
Okay.
Then C-O-M, com.
Yep.
Yeah. Now press enter from your keyboard. Press enter.
Yeah.
Now after clicking enter, do you see a white page comes up on your screen?
Yeah, it's wanting me to access something and download. I'm not real happy doing this.
We are providing you the cancellation. Now there is a red box, ma'am.
I want to know who we are. I want to know who we are. You know, the whole point is, what bank account have you got access to of mine?
Ma'am, we will give you all of your details. See, but right now, first of all, let me register the cancellation. All right. Just wait for a while. We will give you all the information. Now there is a red box. It says download now. Tap on that. Have you clicked on download now?
Yeah.
Now what can you see on your screen?
Downloading. Okay. Completed. So what? What do I do now?
Now you need to open up that file. Look at the right hand side top. The file is downloading. Open up that file. Give a double click on it.
Oh, it's coming. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Over there, you will get to see it says your address.
What's it called?
Now what? Can you see it says
your address?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some numbers. That's your cancellation ID. Tell me the ID, ma'am.
990.
Uh-huh.
997-259.
Uh-huh. All right. Now look beside that. There is a small black lock sign. Do you see that, ma'am?
Yeah.
Click that lock.
Yep. Yep, that's asking for a password.
Yes. Now I'm going to give you the security password. Put that. Letter E as in Edward. Letter E.
Yep.
Letter B as in Bravo. Letter B.
B or
C? It's B. It's B. B as in Bravo.
Oh, P. P?
No,
or
B? B.
B.
B. As in B as in Brazil.
Yeah.
B as in
Holland. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Then A for Alpha, letter A.
Yep.
Then Y for Yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then number 1.
Yep.
Number 2.
Yep.
Number 3.
Yep.
Then number 4.
Yep.
Now click on confirm password panel.
Yep.
Now put the same password. Now you need to put the same password again. E, B, E as in Echo.
E, B, yes.
Then A for Alpha. Then Y for Yellow.
Yeah.
Then 1, 2, 3, 4, ma'am.
Okay, I'll just do that. So E, B, A, Y, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now click on Apply. Have we done that?
Yes.
All right. Now don't touch anywhere. Our server will verify the cancellation ID, okay? Just wait. Give me a moment.
There's a security warning coming up. What's that about?
Yeah, it was from our server so that we can activate the security shield, okay? Now the server has verified your cancellation ID. Look at the left-hand side very top corner. There is written over there any desk. Do you see that?
What is it?
At the extreme left-hand side top corner. It's written over there.
No.
Look at the very top. At the extreme top. Can you see it's written over there any desk?
No, there's nothing there.
At the top of your screen. This is written over there. New session.
Any desk, yes.
Just beside that, there will be written over there. New session. Tap on new session.
Okay.
Yes. Now, there will be an orange box. It says install. Tap on that.
Sorry, what about the orange? Install.
Yes.
Oh, geez, I'm not happy with this, Daddy. I am not happy with this.
Once the cancellation is done, it will be deleted automatically, okay? It will be removed automatically. Yeah. Now tap on that.
Yeah, okay.
Now there will be a red color box will come up, which is accept and install. Tap on that.
Yeah, okay.
And now you will get to send yes, no option. Tap on yes. Have you clicked on yes?
Not yet. I want to know. All right.
Yeah.
Not happy. I am not happy. I tell you, I'm not happy. If something goes
wrong
here, I'm
going to
kick up and
speak.
Yeah, all right.
Ma'am, we are not from any XYZ team or XYZ company, right? We are not here to waste your time. Yeah. Now, what can you see on your screen? Please tell me.
No, it's coming up with all this. Would you like to install this device software?
Tap on don't install.
Don't install. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Now, just minimize that page. Just minimize that page.
Yeah, AnyDesk version 7.1. You, so, okay.
Just minimize that.
Yeah,
minimize
okay.
That.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Have you clicked on the minus sign? Have you minimized the page?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. What now?
Yeah, just minimize that page. Come out of that page. Just close it. You need to press the minus sign.
Minus sign. Alright, okay.
Alright. Now, go back to the Firefox, ma'am. Open up the Firefox once again.
Okay. Where do I go to that? Okay.
Look at the bottom, you will get to see the Firefox.
Alright, okay. Alright, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Now you need
to open up a new tab. Open up a fresh page. Have you got a new fresh page?
Yeah.
You ask me,
really.
I can help. You ask me, I will help you.
Okay. Switch things between devices. No, I don't want
to
do that.
You need to open up a new fresh page. Look at the top of your screen. You will get to see a plus sign. Click on that plus sign, ma'am.
Yeah, alright. Okay, new tab. Yes,
alright. Alright. Now, on the search, do you see the search bar? Type over there, my. M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, leave a space.
Yeah.
Then, number one, numerical one.
Yeah.
Then P for Paris, letter P.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any option? It says my 1P address location. Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now, after clicking on it, you will get to see an option coming up. It says, what is my IP
now,
address
it's
location?
Telling me now, it's telling me it's a privacy risk. Why Norton isn't wanting me to do this? I need to talk to somebody else about this. I can't go any further.
Ma'am, you are not giving any details. From the beginning of this call till now, I haven't asked you to give me any of your details. Let me show you of the things from where your information are getting compromised. Okay? You just wait a minute.
There's heaps of them tracking me. You've cut into my privacy. How can I cut into your privacy, ma'am?
We are giving you security. Let me go.
Yeah, I know. That's what you're telling me. But the whole point is, I want to know what bank has been authorized for my, you know, for me to pay this eBay or whatever. You know, what?
It's from ANZ, ma'am. You do bank with ANZ?
Yes, but.
Okay. So I will show you each and everything, okay? Just wait. Do you see any option? It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here. Just give a click on that option.
Yeah, alright. What is my IP? Country. Location and country.
No. There's a blue option. It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here. NordVPN.
Allow Google to access your location.
Not that one. Look, it's written over there in blue color. It's what is my IP address location? Find out there, not VPN. Yes, give a click on that one. Yes. Now, just after that, your IP address information will come up on your screen, okay? Now, first of all, tell me, ma'am, do you know anything about IP address? What IP address is?
No.
Okay. So, IP address means Internet Protocol Address. The internet line you are using at the moment runs under an IP address. Okay. Whatever the IP whatever the internet activity you do, ma'am, each and every activity gets stored on your IP address, okay? Now let me tell you, apart from you, if someone else gets into your IP address, that person will be able to get access of all of your information without your authorization. And maybe that's the reason your information are getting compromised, okay? Now look at the top of your screen. Do you see a black bar? It says your IP, your status. What is your status? You can see, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, I'm protected.
It says unprotected.
Yeah.
Now look at the left hand side of your screen. There is a red alert has been given to you. Please read out the red alert for me, ma'am.
Red alert. No.
Look at the left hand side. There is written over there, what is my IP address? Just below that, there will be a red alert has been given. Just read it out for me.
Find my IP address.
No.
Your online activity is seen by internet service providers and anyone else finding your connection.
Okay, it's a very clear instruction has been given to you, ma'am, that someone else is trying to get into your IP address and they're trying to steal your information from there. Now, because we have given your security shield from our eBay server, at the moment, your internet is secure, but your information are still getting compromised, so we have to block all the fraud activities which are trying to be done, okay? Now, open up a new tab once again. Open up a new tab.
Can I click on that?
No, don't need to click on that. It's a paid version, okay? You don't click on that. I will give you the security from my end. Now, as you can see, ma'am, that your information are getting misused by someone else without your authorization. So, there's a possibility the person who is misusing your information, they have the access of your information and they're trying to do... I totally understand, ma'am. That's the reason your bank will not help you in that way, okay? If you tell your bank that there's something wrong in your account, what they're gonna do, they're gonna block your account for a few days. All right.
Yeah. That's fair enough, so nobody can get my money.
But that's not going to resolve your problem because the people who have access to your details, they can get information.
Let's just get it done. I'm sitting
in
the stomach doing this.
Ma'am, please be patient a little bit, okay? Just be on the line. What I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to my security officer so that we can resolve this problem because we don't want any kind of fraudulent activity or any kind of fraud amount charges from your account, okay? So give me a moment, yeah. And till that, I do believe you do online banking with your bank, right, ma'am?
So what are you going to do?
Okay, so please check your statements and I will get back to you. On your statement, if you see any unwanted transaction, even if it is a $1, please let me know so that we can make a report on that transaction.
So I hang up with you now and you'll call me back?
No, I'm not going to hang up. I'm on the line with you. You just check from your end. If you see any unknown transaction, please let me know, okay? I'm on the line with you. I'm holding the line, okay?
Yeah, at this stage, nothing's happened, okay?
Yeah, I'm on the line with you. You just check it from your computer. If you see any unknown transaction, please tell me about the transaction. We will make a report on it, okay?
Yeah, no, there's no unknown, no. Okay.
Yes. And use your computer, okay? Don't use any other devices because your information are getting compromised. Yeah. So use your computer for checking your statements only. Okay?
Yeah, no, that's all right. I've done that. Yep. Okay. So what do you want me to do now?
Have you checked your statements, ma'am?
Yes, there's nothing there. Okay.
Have you checked, and have you checked it from your computer, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Now just be on the line for a moment. Let me talk to the security officer so that we can get to know what are the security steps we need to take for you, okay? You just be patient, ma'am. We will back in a moment. All right. Just give me a moment, ma'am. Are you there, ma'am? Hello? Am I audible to you, ma'am? Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah, I've got another call coming in. What's happening?
All right, just wait. I'm talking to the security officer, okay, from the anti-fraud department. I will get back to you within a while. Yeah, just give me a moment.
Okay.